720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's a big holiday week, and there is a huge article in AARP. They've come out with the 99 ways to save money. David Brindley is with us. And David, this is an annual issue, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So this is our 16th annual edition of 99 Great Ways to Save. It's a perennial reader favorite because who doesn't like to save a bunch of money?
Absolutely. And do you have to be a member of AARP to access it?
A lot of the tips are free online at aarp.org/99ways to save.
So how is it the grocery store is tricking us? What should we watch out when we're shopping in the grocery store?
That's a really good question. I didn't know this, but when grocery shopping, be sure to look high and low. That's because stores often place pricier items at eye level, while the better deals are located above or below. So that's a really easy way to, as you're going through the store. Another great tip that we have is to use the self-checkout lane. Now, you'll probably avoid those last-minute impulse buys, but even more importantly, when you're scanning the items in your cart, you're paying attention to how much things are costing. And if something costs more or you thought it was on sale and it isn't, you can just put that aside and save money immediately.
And I've always unplugged appliances just because, I don't know, I'm old school. It's what my parents taught me. Maybe I'm worried about a fire risk, but you actually save money when you unplug all of your appliances?
Definitely, yeah. I learned this as well. So some appliances, when left plugged in, even when they're off, are draining electricity. Those appliances like TVs or computers, for example, are always in standby mode, sort of constantly draining the electricity. So we recommend that you unplug them, or you can also just plug them into a power surge strip, turn the power surge strip off when you're not using them. That way you can save up to 10% on electricity bills every single day.
Every single day. That's amazing. And why is cash king? I had seen you interviewed on a local TV station, and you said we actually have more power when we use cash.
Absolutely. You know, studies have shown that people who pay regularly with cash tend to spend less. That's because we're more aware of how much is actually going out of our pocket, as opposed to just putting on a credit card that you don't see until the end of the month. Another way that cash is king is that a lot of small businesses are now passing on those credit card fees that they get from the major companies to their customers. But if you pay with cash, you won't have to worry about those fees at all.
Yeah, I made a mistake yesterday. I was just trying to pay for my car insurance online, and I thought that since it was online, it was safe to use a credit card and not a debit card. And the fee was $50. And when I called to complain, they said, well, we can just take your checking account and routing number, and then there's no fee. I thought, oh my gosh, had I not been paying attention, that's a big chunk of money.
That's huge. Yeah. Really, I'm really glad that you caught that.
Yeah. What about travel? This is the season, especially this week. If we were traveling, anticipating over the holidays, do you have any tips on when you should buy your airline tickets?
Well, typically for the holidays, you have the greatest savings about 60 to 90 days before the holidays. But in the nearer term, if you're looking for a particular flight and you have some flexibility, rather than traveling at the peak time of the day, if you travel early in the morning or later at night, you can often save a lot of money on that reservation. And in addition, if you're flexible and your flight is overbooked, you can volunteer to take a later flight, and the airline will likely give you a travel voucher of, say, up to $1,000 per person that you can use on a later trip. And you can also ask for free upgrades, like flying first class, perhaps.
Oh, I don't know if we get away with that anymore, but it's always worth a try, isn't it?
It's worth a try, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I had read in your article, because I don't know if I'm a member. I must be. If I get your magazine every month, I'm a member then, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. And one quick question on that. When you feature somebody like Bruce Springsteen on the cover, a big celebrity like that, is that a stock photo or is that something they agree to?
No, typically we shoot them, we photograph them in a studio. We rarely use stock photography on the covers.
Well, it's pretty cool because it's all the people that we love, and we see them on the cover of the AARP magazine every month. Exactly. I know that we shouldn't shop when we're hungry for groceries. What about when we're shopping for clothes?
This is also surprising. I didn't realize this, but if you're hungry, you're likely, and shopping for clothes, you're likely to spend more money because you're just trying to satisfy that urge, that, you know, that hunger urge, and it comes out in terms of, you know, whatever you're buying. So before you do any kind of online shopping or go to the stores, have a snack, and you're likely to save some money.
And what's one more big tip in the list of 99 great ways to save?
Here's a really smart move in terms of your mortgage. So if you pay half your monthly mortgage every 2 weeks, you'll end up making one extra monthly payment each year. And that cuts down on interest and can help you pay off your loan faster.
Wonderful. So all you have to do is go to aarp.org/99 great ways to save, right?
aarp.org/99 ways to save.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy 4th of July.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.